We have a record illegal boarding crosses. Now, I want you to come along this journey with me on the Millionaire Morning Show today. Even though we have a theme, I'm definitely trying to bring you along the way to help you understand how we doing things over here in these streets, man. All right. We got a record illegal boarding crosses. Now, I know that we need to pin this to the Biden administration, but part of the Biden administration is CamCam. CamCam has been on a tour. She says she's going on tour in 2024 in order to help women understand their bodies more and to advocate against preventing abortions. But more importantly, before she ever went on tour, she was the border czar. And so she's the face of immigration. And I need y'all to understand what's going on at our southern borders, not only in Texas, maybe Oklahoma, also Arizona. Let me bring you up to speed. We got a theme here, and I want to bring you guys along slowly. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Let's get to the crisis at the southern border now. And the staggering new record, more migrants crossed into the U.S. on Monday than any other day in history. And now Texas is being sued after giving state law enforcement sweeping new powers to arrest them. Morgan Chesky is there.
Tonight, stunning images from Eagle Pass, Texas, where thousands of migrant men, women, and so many children now fill entire fields.
That looks crazy. Now, I have not seen this story. Look at this. The word is out. The word is out. That looks like... Have y'all ever seen them pictures of like, or the image of Malcolm X? Have y'all ever watched that Malcolm X movie with Denzel Washington and that he went and made his pilgrimage and they were all in a mosque praising and stuff like that? That looks crazy. One day, they are filling entire fields. I need y'all to be aware of what's going on. It's so easy to keep y'all distracted from what's happening out here in these streets. It's very, very much easy to keep y'all distracted. And they keep y'all distracted with things that don't really matter in your life. They tell you they're going to get you reparations. They know they're not giving you no reparations. They tell you that you need to be concerned with whatever the Supreme Court is doing with the bodies. Come on, fam. Let's be for real. They tell you you need to be aware of what's happening with these rappers. And then maybe Sexy Red is going to drop a new EP next year. She's going on tour. But let me tell you something. This country is being overran. Looks like a concert series out there. Record number of migrants crossing the border, and they are filling entire fields now. Entire fields.
Thousands of migrant men, women, and so many children now fill entire fields. The groups lining the Rio Grande, clinging to blankets, huddling to stay warm, all waiting for hours to be processed. And most likely to be released into the United States.
Of all our trips to Eagle Pass, this is the largest group we have ever encountered. Sources tell us the majority of these families are Venezuelan. And we've just learned from authorities nearly 3,000 were apprehended just yesterday.
On Monday alone, a staggering new record. DHS officials telling NBC News more than 12,000 migrants crossed the U.S.-Mexico border, the most recorded in a single day ever. The surge sparking a new battle between the Lone Star State and the White House. Republicans here blaming President Biden's border policies for a record number of illegal crossings.
Biden's deliberate inaction has left Texas to fend for itself.
Now Governor Greg Abbott signing a new law, making illegal immigration a state crime, empowering police and sheriff's deputies to arrest migrants.
Let me give a round of applause for Governor Greg Abbott. We are so lax in holding the American people and our borders hostage in order to get more funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the like, that new lawsuits in a battle, I can't believe that I'm saying this and these words are coming out of my mouth. There is a battle between the feds and the state to close off our borders to illegal immigration. That Texas had to pass laws to make it illegal to cross over into this country illegally. I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I can't believe that this is the person that y'all voted in the office. I can't believe that y'all supported this administration based off of lies that were perpetuated to you from Black Lives Matters. They gave you a $1,200 stimulus check and you sold your soul, and now your borders is being flooded and you have no control, all the way to the point to where it's now becoming a state responsibility to make sure that they pass laws to make it illegal to just walk into this country without any kind of controls whatsoever. This is one of the most foul, egregious, disrespectful, crazy things that I've seen in my lifetime. And I've seen a lot of things. But when you're watching fields of people and it comes to the point to where you actually have to have budgets built in to where we use our federal dollars to give it to outside countries for whoever, and we have no clue whose interests that we're serving, but we can't even protect our own borders. And y'all even considering to vote this person in, and there's a financial, legal, civil lawsuit that's being filed against the state of Texas for protecting their own borders?
Texas has already put controversial floating barriers in the Rio Grande and barbed wire along the border, but both face ongoing challenges. The White House calling the new law extreme. The ACLU of Texas saying they'll sue.
That is going to drive our immigrant communities into the shadows. It's going to increase suspicion of relying on law enforcement.
How much longer can you keep up?
No, we can't. We can't. Now it's like 3,000 or 4,000 right now. So they're coming in.
Maverick County Sheriff Tom Schmerber tells us they're struggling to cope with the number of migrants, but the new laws only raise new questions, namely where newly arrested migrants would potentially be held. His jail holds 250 and today sits just below 200.
I don't have the resources, I won't have the space. Where do I want to put them?
Morgan, we see those massive crowds of migrants behind you, and officials say they expect more soon.
Lester, that's right. The sheriff tells me that he's already been warned by Mexican authorities who say despite the railroad closing down, a large group of migrants has abandoned that train and is now on foot, expected to arrive in this Eagle Pass area by the end of this week.
Thanks for watching.
The border crisis is intensifying as surges of migrants keep arriving to the southern border.
This following growing pushback to Texas Governor Greg Abbott's new law that will allow police to arrest people if they suspect they entered the U.S. illegally.
And so some people in the chat, thank you guys because chat lives matters. Some people in the chat said, hey, what is the new law? Well, the new law is that Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, had to enable his entire law enforcement agencies, sheriffs, police officers, agents, anybody with a badge can arrest and stop illegal migrants from coming over and then send them back to where they came from. That's basically the law. They now have the ability to be able to police in their own cities. If they suspect you coming over here illegally, then they have the authority to be able to deal with it accordingly. That's the new law. If you came over here illegally, they can deal with it. And the Biden administration and the ACLU and all of these wokey wokes are basically telling you, no, y'all are being disrespectful.
ABC's Melissa Dan right now is reporting the latest on the border battle.
Historic apprehensions at the border. ABC News sources say Border Patrol apprehended more than 10,000 migrants yesterday, following a record 11,000 on Monday. This as hundreds of migrants are seen huddling in Eagle Pass, some wrapped in blankets as they await processing.
We're going the absolute wrong direction.
This on the heels of the new law signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, known as SB 4, which allows for local and state law enforcement officials in Texas to arrest migrants suspected of crossing into the state illegally from Mexico. It also allows judges to order some migrants to return to Mexico. The White House blasting the law.
This is not who we are as a country. This is not.
I don't understand. I don't understand. What is there to blast? If you come into the country illegally, again, this is not legal migration. If you come into this country illegally, what is the... What are we doing? What are we doing? I don't understand why they would give pushback to the state of Texas. If you are coming in illegally, they should be able to deport you. What are we talking about? I'm confused too, Lester.
Who we should be as a country.
El Paso County joining the ACLU's lawsuit, saying it would overburden jails and pose a threat to mixed status families. Advocates say it encourages racial profiling, can lead to family separations, and can deny migrants the chance to request asylum.
Jesus
Lawmakers
Christ.
At the southern border calling for a solution.
We need to surge immigration judges to the border. This is America. People need to get their cases heard in days, not years. And if they do not qualify for asylum, they need to be deported.
Meantime, freight railroad operators are sounding the alarm after CBP shuttered rail operations at El Paso and Eagle Pass in light of the border crisis. Union Pacific Railroad says the closure will have a $200 million daily economic impact.
CBP closing down a number of border entry points across the Southwest in an effort to slow crossings and reallocate resources to processing migrants. Melissa,
they basically had to stop running trains because everybody was hopping on them in order to catch a ride over here to the border, to the tune of over $200 million in economic impact on a daily basis.
This afternoon, White House officials and Senate Republicans resumed talks aimed at a deal on new border security measures. Without an agreement, Republicans say they will not vote for more money for Ukraine.
And I stand with them. I don't think that we should give one more dollar to anything that's outside of American interests until we secure our own interests at home. We got to get the beam out of your own eye before we continue to contribute into the coffers of other people.
A record number of migrants on the southern border could push President Biden to consider restrictions that in the past he's denounced. For a look at the situation on the border, Danielle Camara, who covers the border for Arizona Public Media.
Now remember, this is
Danielle,
Arizona.
We don't hear these numbers. We hear
this isn't
say,
even Texas that they're talking to right now. They're talking to Arizona people. They're trying to find out what's going on in Arizona now.
You know, a record number, record surge of migrants at the border. You're there. You go to the border. What does a record surge look like there?
So basically, the numbers of people that are coming across the border right now in this region have almost doubled in the last few months. This area is now the area that's getting the highest number of migrants crossing the border. And what it looks like is it looks like hundreds of people a day, up to 1,000, sometimes over 1,000 people a day, crossing the border and then basically turning themselves over to Border Patrol, waiting to be processed by Border Patrol. And Border Patrol prioritizes processing families and people with young children, of which there are many. And then they will process these single adults, mostly single men, after that. So some of these migrants are waiting out in the desert for days, waiting to be processed.
Sound
now,
like a
I've heard that they've
problem.
Closed one port of entry along the Arizona-Mexico border, cutting off legal migration. How does that help?
Yeah, so basically there's this port of entry in this town called Lukeville that got shut down a couple of weeks ago. Officials said that they were shutting that down so they could move the dozen or so customs officers to help Border Patrol process some of these migrants. What that means is that the direct route that was provided by that port of entry to Puerto Banasco, to beaches that Arizonans lovingly call Arizona's Beach in Mexico, that route is now shut off, which has had devastating effects for the economy in that area. As well, it is having an impact on the small communities that live around that port of entry, who used to have a direct route to to have to cross the border to visit family, to go shopping, to go to doctor's appointments, and now they no longer have access to that direct route, and they would have to go hours out of their way to be able to do that crossing.
In addition to that, having to go farther to cross the border, how is this affecting life of residents on the American side?
Yeah, so, you know, as far as the large numbers of migrants that are crossing, it is not affecting the majority of residents that live on the border and around the border. And the reason why is because a number of non-governmental organizations have really rallied together to put up services for these migrants, temporary services. There are a number of them along the border. Border Patrol will drop off migrants with these services, and then there are more robust services that send buses to bring the migrants to Tucson and to Phoenix, where they can give them overnight services, they can give them clothes, food, and assistance to make their travel arrangements to go to their final destination, which is typically with friends and family members in other parts of the country.
I'm at a loss for words. For one of the first times on a live stream in the Millionaire Morning Show, I am officially at a loss for words. We are enabling bad behavior in the same way that we enable women to tear up their homes and divide themselves against their husbands. We are so weak. We are so weak as a people, as a country, as voters, as men and women. The very fabric of this country is... Y'all ready to speak Spanish? Are y'all ready to speak Spanish? No hablo inglés. Are y'all ready to speak Espanol? Y'all might as well go ahead and get y'all Rosetta Stone on. Go ahead and get your Rosetta Stone on so that you can communicate more effectively. Look, I'll be in Miami at the end of this week. When am I flying to Miami? On Saturday? It's vacation time. I'm still going to be live streaming, but it's vacation time. If you go down to Miami, if you don't speak Spanish, you're going to be at a disadvantage. If you go down to Miami today and you don't speak Espanol, you will be at a disadvantage. You have to be bilingual in order to survive and really thrive over in Miami or rich. Y'all want me to open up the chat to people that speak Espanol for one day only? Don't time out anybody that speak Espanol. Now, French, all these other languages, we're going to go ahead and time y'all out. For one day only, in order to acknowledge our new migrant family, everybody is now okay with being able to speak Espanol inside of the chat. For one day only. For one day only. Why not? We all going to wind up becoming friends anyway. We all got to get along. I might as well go ahead and start learning mine the same way. I should have been paying attention. I wasn't paying attention in school. I took French instead of Spanish. And I still don't know no French. They gave us the option to take Swahili as though that was ever going to work. You know what I'm saying? You are now welcome to speak Espanol. Look at Brittany B. Espanol in the French for one, in the chat for one day.